And welcome to a special edition of Let the Liquor Do the Talking. We just walked out of the movie Prison Break, starring Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not actually called Prison Break, but it's called Escape Plan.
Yeah. So we figured we'd jump in the car and quickly review it before we forgot about it.
Cody's driving, but I got some liquor.
Yeah, I'm definitely not drinking any of that. So where to begin? The trailer kind of says it all.
The trailer, Sly describes eloquently that he breaks out of prison for a living. That's how he makes his bones.
So the whole movie, we're basically just waiting for Sly to use the tagline from the trailer. We go, I break out of prison for a living. And it was awesome. It totally lived up to the hype when he did it. Other than that, quite possibly one of the worst movies I've actually sat all the way through.
Not a very good plot. Well, I guess when he breaks out of prison for a living, it's kind of a plot hole.
Yeah, and then they try to justify why he breaks out of prison at some point for a living, and it's because he used to be a defense attorney. Or no, he used to be a prosecutor, and he sent some black guy to jail, and the black guy vowed that he would kill his family when he got out, and the guy broke out of jail and killed his family. So ever since then, Sly's been on the warpath and never let someone break out of prison again by going to jail.
So he breaks out of the first prison with a milk carton to establish his genius, and then he ends up going to jail again.
But this time, it's on a boat. I'm on a boat, motherfucker,
take a look at me! It's on a boat, spoiler alert.
Yes, spoiler alert. And as Joel put it, of course you know Arnold Schwarzenegger at some point is going to end up on a chopper.
Get to the chopper!
He did.
Holding a 50 cal, mowing people down. Other than that, I don't know. It's just a pretty fucked movie. They try to force in a lot of Arnold one-liners, but like all they could come up with was like, boom. That was like the big finisher.
Like boom and smile, asshole.
Yeah.
But like when Arnold's getting the shit kicked out of him, that's some of the best sound effects here. Dolly.
Yeah, there's one point Arnold gets beat up and then electrocuted, and some of the greatest gargles and noises come out of him. And then also one of the main thug villains, the guy that can't talk from Gone in 60 Seconds, the big ex-soccer player guy.
Bullet Tooth Tony
from Snatch. He, at one point he gets pushed down the stairs by Sly, and there's a pretty sweet death noise where he's like, derp, 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 derp. And you bones crack, like the bone cracking sound effect. That was pretty fucking hilarious. The other funny part about the movie was that all the other people in the theater were probably there not ironically and wanted to see the movie. So I found that kind of interesting that there was actually like 15 other people in the theater.
Yeah, there was. When we walked in, there was one guy. And I think when the movie started, there was probably about 10 people in there, maybe.
Yeah, and I think we should probably also address one of the trailers for that movie. First off, movies, the movie started at 3. The actual movie didn't start till 3:20. There was 20 minutes of trailers, which was really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Because the whole time we were waiting for the lights to go down so we could start drinking out of our flasks that we had in our pockets. Because, you know, this is the kind of movie you kind of want to be drunk for.
This is like one of those sober movies.
Definitely not a sober movie. But the one trailer that stuck out to me was, Sly and Robert De Niro and the short black comedian guy in a movie about them being boxers. So, I don't know where Sly got the idea to do a movie about boxing.
So, yeah, and then De Niro did the Bull Durham movie.
Yeah. So, it's them two, and they used to be, like, fighters in their prime, and they had a rivalry going, and now they're going to have the rubber match 30 years later. And that's the plot of the movie.
With Kevin Hart for some...
With Kevin Hart
really.
As Jar Jar Binks. It looks so bad. So, that got made. Somebody thought that would be a good idea to have Robert De Niro take his shirt off in the movie. Jesus Christ.
Or Sly.
So, anyway, that's the movie review of...
Escape plan?
Arnold goes to prison or whatever.
Durnus goes to jail featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sly.
So we give it 2 thumbs up if if you want to get drunk and kill a couple hours.
I would recommend maybe picking this one up on DVD.
Yeah, or
from a Redbox.
Or you might want to check out Las Vegas starring Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman and Harrison Ford.
Otherwise, that's Let the Liquor Do the Talking for Ground of the Grand Prix.
Hell yeah.